Good morning. This is the time in our service where we get to participate and celebrate the Lord's table. And as we do so, I'd like for you to consider with me John chapter 12, verse 27. If you have your Bible, go ahead and open it and turn it to John 12, 27. Of all of the various realities in the Christian faith, of all the various truths, the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ is indeed the most precious, is it not? If he had not died, there would be no substitute for sin. And if there was no substitute for sin, there would be no offer of salvation. If there was no offer of salvation, there would be no hope for any of us. And if there were no hope for any of us, there would be no future but hell for everyone. Hell is what everyone deserves. The good, right, just punishment from God on sin is what each one of us deserves apart from him. But this is not the case. Jesus did go to the cross. Jesus did die. And Jesus did take upon himself that wrath that I just spoke of. The wrath of God for everyone who believes upon him. And that is good news. And that is why we are here at this moment remembering Christ's death and his resurrection, and why we are taking the bread and taking the cup. And so as we do so, look at John 12:27 with me. Jesus foretells his death in this verse, and he is about a week away from his crucifixion. And in this portion of his prayer, he says, "Now my soul has become troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? But for this purpose, I came to this hour." And in verse 28, he says, "Father, glorify your name." Jesus approached the cross with an emotional upheaval. And as we prepare to take the Lord's table to remember him, may we not approach the Lord's table in a casual or cold way. Let us not come out of routine, but let there be something in our souls. May our emotion be stirred. May our hearts be stirred. May something in our souls and a longing in our hearts create in us a deep sense of gratitude for our Lord Jesus Christ. The cross was the supreme reason Jesus came to earth and is the supreme means by which the glory of God is made known in the world. If Jesus had not died and been raised up, we would have no hope. And Jesus says, "What shall I say? Father, save me from this hour?" And the obvious answer is no, he must not say that. It is for this purpose he came. How could he shrink back from the cross when it is for his death and his resurrection that he came? That God the Father might be glorified. All of the attributes of God burst into the most vivid expression in the gospel. And as a result, greatest honor and praise is given to God. As a result of Jesus going to the cross. And as we come to the Lord's table, we must understand and we must remember that God is supremely glorified in the death and resurrection of his Son Jesus. And at the cross, we see God for who he is. We see the Father of Jesus. And just think for a moment how all of God's attributes are intensified and graphically displayed at the cross. The holiness of God in his perfect, sinless Son. His love. His righteousness and wrath as we see sin punished. His grace, his unmerited favor. Poured out on those who deserved none. His sovereignty, he put himself there. It wasn't an accident. It wasn't a plan B. His power, His wisdom, His mercy, all of these attributes are pushed to their fullest expression to us as we behold the cross. And as we partake in the Lord's table and remember Jesus' work on the cross, may the wonder of His work and the Father's character and the Trinity's perfect holiness and salvation plan for mankind, as that is put on display, let it never become dull to us. There is truly no God like our God, and at the cross, we see the clearest expression of that reality. Believer, we have much to be thankful for, don't we? We have much to be thankful for in our Savior. And we will spend all of eternity exploring the depths and the wonders of the great work the Lamb of God did on the cross. So, believer, as the bread and the cup are passed to you, take them and remember the body of your Savior was crushed on your behalf. And take the cup, take the juice, and remember His blood that was shed. Jesus has accomplished it all. He has done it all. And this time is not for us to come and determine whether or not we had a good week or a bad week. And if we have a good week, we take. And if we had a bad week, we let it pass. That's not what this time is about. This time is about remembering what Christ did, so that if we had a bad week, we can trust in His grace. And if we had a good week, we can rejoice in His grace. That's what this time is about. Believer, there's really no reason you shouldn't take. If you are in sin that you know of and have not repented, repent now and take the bread and the cup and remember the great work that Jesus has accomplished on your behalf. That's what believers do. We remember Christ. We repent of our sin. If you're not a believer in Jesus Christ, if you have not repented of your sin, if you have not placed your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, then I would ask you, I would plead with you. The wrath of God is real, and it is coming. And do not delay, do not wait another moment, but turn from your sin, taste and see that the Lord is good, come to Jesus Christ, and experience the wonderful grace and mercy and joy and peace and hope that is found in Jesus. And if you'll do that, then take the bread and the cup and join us as we take the Lord's table. And if you will not, then I would plead with you to consider the things that you have heard more, to talk to someone. Let the bread and the cup pass, as this is a time specifically for believers to remember their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The men are going to come and they're going to hand out the bread and the juice. I want you to go ahead and take those. And as your heart is prepared, take them on your own.